So only a bit of hardcore. So Minor Threat, that's the Dice Caroline music. You buy an album for £3. You saved your dinner money for 3 days and you had an album. So this is Betray from Out of Step.
We'll be right back.
After Minor Threat, and an absolute turner there was Death with Pull the Plug from Leprosy. Would have played something from Scream Bloody Gore, but I think this one stood out more to me than Scream Bloody Gore at the time. Loved it, but this one really did get lots and lots of airtime. And this is, I have definitely got this timeline screwed up a bit, because next up's Carcass with Feast of Dismembered Carnage from their first album, Recaputrefaction. Remember the cover with the dead bodies and all that sort of stuff, and caused absolute furore. So it did in the press and the grannies and the church, etc., etc. But I always remember giving this to my guitarist mate to try and work it out for me to play, but he could just, what is that mess? But it's a great track. Just listen to this chunk of this song, Feast of Dismembered Carnage.
Go away, baby, please.
How was that for a complete U-turn? The dog's demure with "I don't want you to go" from the Dynamite Jet Saloon. At the time, I was listening to like your Carcass and your Death and your Hardcore, but I was still listening to a lot of glam, like Dogs the Moor and Faster Pussycat, Mike Monroe, etc. And good music is good music. Paul Stanley said that as well, so in good company. So I'm going to go to next, Queensryche with Eyes of a Stranger from Operation Mindcrime, a band I didn't like when they came out, really. I liked Rage for Order, but a guy in school let me a pre-cassette off Mindcrime, and I thought it was terrible. Then I met my missus and she was in them, so I tried them again and then I fell in love with them totally, and don't know how many copies that album I've owned. I've seen them that many times. I've seen Operation Mindcrime live a couple of times. Absolutely fabulous album still. So here we go, Eyes of a Stranger.
I've always known.
turning the, going round and round about now to the other side of again there. That was Godflesh with Straight Cleaner, the title of their album of the same name from around 1989. This was on the Grind Crusher compilation along with Carcass, Morbid Angel, Bolt Thrower, Filthy Christians, a couple of others. But first time I'd heard a real drum machine used like that, and just two piece, absolutely mental. Bought the t-shirt, wore it for years, which I still got. Wouldn't fit me now, it'll be a bit of a belly top. But it might be a good crack to stick it on, just to shock us all some night. So, winding her up, a wee bit more brutal truth. 1992, now this album, it was a total game changer. The speed, the absolute ferocity of it was some... I still don't think it's been met yet. I was listening to this album last week, I thought, geez, that's still off the charts. So this is a track called Birth of Ignorance from the Extreme Conditions Deserve Extreme Responses. We'll be right back. And following that, one a big favourite, 1998, seen them in the limelight supporting Entombed, and they absolutely took Entombed out. That was Neurosis, of course, with Locust Star, and I've followed them around ever since. Sadly, there seem to be no more for obvious reasons, and I can understand that, but they should get Aaron Turner or something and get out and get the job done again. But yeah, I've seen them 18, 19 times since that 1998 meeting in the limelight. Or was it 97? So 97 or 98, around there anyway. Some words to a bit more heaviness and sludge. Iron Monkey, which I played in a band called War Iron, and Iron Monkey were part of the inspiration there, and we actually covered this song. I think it was this song we covered, Bad Year. Played it a few times live and at various gigs around the place. So this is Bad Year from the Our Problem album. keeping it a wee bit happier, that was Reverend Bizarre with Doom Over the World from the Crush the Insects LP. They were a great band, played Belfast once on a Sunday night. They're no more either. Released some great albums, and their album covers were always very doomy and evil looking. Then you open up and there would be pictures of them when they were kids, or drawings of them with kids. It's very amusing. It's such a contradiction, I suppose, probably the best word. These evil looking guys, and then just these little drawings and pictures of them when they were kids grinning and stuff. So anyway, that's a very, very rough kind of ride through my life in heavy metal and that, and hope you've enjoyed it. There's a lot of bands I missed out on. I look back at the list, and there's things I could have put in. I could probably have done, instead of 25 tracks, I could have done probably 225 and still not got my head around the whole thing. But sure, we can do another part next time. We'll get to 300. Like, honestly, I didn't think this thing would have lasted any more than 4 or 5 shows. Somebody would have went, who's this agent? Get him off the air right now. But thanks to Phil and Davey and the guys over at Rock Radio NI for giving me the chance and just letting me tear on here and pollute the airwaves with my nonsense. So I'm going to finish with an obscure one, but a track that I absolutely love, and it's one I keep going back to. And I just seen yesterday that the next part of this is coming out 25 years later or so, next year. Lord's Weird Sly Fag, and this is a track from the album Traveller. And it's called The Final Gambit. I just think it just suits really well. But anyway, until next time, look after yourselves. Keep going to them gig. Keep buying them records. And obviously, keep listening to this. And if you have any ideas or any themes or anything like that, give me a shout. I'm always open to ideas. Maybe start going around interviewing some of these and get these on the air as well. How's that sound? But anyway, until next time, look after yourselves. We'll be right back.
vacant. I did not wish this on you. Your madness is quite blatant. Inside your mind I see the soul.